This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Fair warning to everybody, I'm still in the mold throat. So if you hear me start choking up, that's what it's all about. But for this hour, I should be okay, because this hour we're going to kick off with writer and podcaster and newly back from the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago, Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Bill, I'm so sorry we couldn't have had you in Chicago. It would have been such fun.
Well, I wouldn't have been breathing mold. I thought about that very heavily.
Is it just the rain you've gotten? And
I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. I went to the doctor yesterday and I got everything I need.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So anyway,
where shall we start? Well, I have to tell you a little bit about the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It was about 600 of the movers and the shakers in the self-defense policy arena.
Right.
Basically, it was your guests.
Yeah.
It came right down your guest list.
Yeah, yeah.
Rick Ector, Rhonda Ezell, Tiffany Johnson, Bob Pincus, Mark Walters, Mike Piwaworski, Craig DeLuce from the Firearms Policy Coalition. It sounds like old home week, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Like a reunion.
Laura Smith of the Liberal Gun Club. Mary Callison from 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control. She told me, you know, everyone has a story. Her sister was brutally attacked in her parents' home. And that is just a heart-wrenching story. Nothing will motivate. Well, isn't that interesting? In theory, we can learn from other people's experience. I wish that were true all the time. Darn it.
Well, it is true in the logical world, but we also have to deal with the illogical. That's the problem.
Right. Right. Rachel Malone and Eric Pratt from GOA.
Yeah.
Yep. Just
Who's who?
Who's the who is who of the self-defense world? Of course, Alan Gottlieb, his wife, Juliana Versnell. Alan Corwin and Charles Heller of JPFO. Just a wonderful reunion. Oh, now there was something a little unusual. Stacey Washington was there. Do you remember her?
Stacey Washington. She's a black lady.
Yep.
And she's a conservative commentator, and I can't remember what else she did.
She wrote for a St. Louis newspaper who put out this screed condemning the NRA, and she said, hey, wait a minute, you're talking about me. And they fired her.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that stinks. That shows you have no integrity. And she quit, marched right on, and I think she's now on Stacey on the Right is her show. I think she's on over 100 stations now. So it was one of those, try and kick me to the curb, will you?
Well, all they did was just free her up.
Right.
So, I mean, that part of it. There's always, for every action, there's always going to be an equal but opposite reaction. So, I think I've had her on the show a long time ago, but I don't remember when it was and in what context. But I think I have had her on the show before. But.
Well, and your friends, Dr. Robert Young, Dr. John Adine, Sean Brodale, they were all there, and it was great to talk to them.
The DRGO contingent.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, I'm so glad that Dr. Adine got to speak, and he was talking about the necessity of medical training in schools. hi guys, you've got to get them, if there are attacks on our schools, we have to keep the victims alive till the EMTs get there. Right. Once we can get them in the hands of the EMT, they've got, you know, a strong pulse, they're breathing, we stand a pretty good chance of saving their life. And it was just great to hear John talk about it. There's, I bumped into somebody, and I can't give his name yet, but he was talking about a teachers union that didn't like the idea of teachers being trained in trauma care.
Right.
And they went to the local school. Well, they didn't want the teachers to deliver something for nothing. If we're going to be trained, we want to be paid more. So they got the school board to say that if you were trained in trauma care, you could be fired. So I'm still digging on that story. But, yeah, let's make sure that school board is outed at the next election, right?
Teachers' unions and school boards are they don't have their own self-preservation in mind or that of their members, because a armed teacher could stop a rampage killer, and a teacher trained in trauma aid could save teachers that might be shot and bleeding out. Why? I mean, see, now we're going from the illogical to the ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. They oppose that because they're not going to make extra money.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, there's 1 in 2.5 million chance that at any given school there's going to be a shooting there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's
like
a little bit
with a meteorite.
Yeah, or, you know, but at the same time, not being prepared is, you know, just because of those odds, that doesn't mean you sit around and say, well, knowing the odds, we're just not going to have to worry with it, so we're just not going to worry with it. Then it happens.
But, Bill, you have that training. You got it in the service. You upgraded it periodically. You roll up on a wreck. Ooh, let me stop that spurting arterial bleed. Oh, that looks like a bad gash. Let's apply a compress. Sucking chest wound. Let me roll your head, clear your mouth, get you in a recovery position so you'll keep breathing.
Right.
It's what people would want to do if they could. You're happy to just have that for your family.
Well, I mean, what you just mentioned, I have actually stopped more often for wrecks than I ever had to use that in the military or in any other sort of trauma setting.
Exactly.
I've had to get out 3 times and aid with victims in a wreck. And that's like being a prepper. You know, you're prepping for the zombie invasion, but then you have a tornado. Or a hurricane and a flood or a surge or something like that. So all of that prepping still is viable, even though the zombies are not coming down to the hills.
Exactly.
So
and speaking of the flood, we've got to talk about the hurricane that splashed you.
It didn't splash me much, but we can. but we most certainly can.
The reason I mention it is when Florence, you know, came ashore, it dropped a lot of cell towers.
It dropped a lot of cell towers, and the resulting surge of people coming inland overburdened the internet service, which put me out. It sort of put me out of business for the week it was coming in. So,
and the idea that, here, how many times have you heard the statement, I don't really need a gun, I'll just call the police. Using what? Dixie cups and a string?
Yeah, since with the advent of everybody's, I've cut the cord. Well, that's too bad. That's really too bad, because without that cord, you better be prepared to do things for yourself, because the cops won't know to come to you. And they're going to be spread really thin in the event that things start breaking down. So that's the other thing to consider.
Right. If someone's beating on your door, they'll go, cool, I'll be there in a couple hours, maybe. Exactly. And you're a comms guy. You should tell me about shortwave radios at some point.
Well, I can tell you what I know about them. As far as comms are concerned,
Probably after the break.
we can do that. We can talk about that after the break, sure. I'll bring that up. I mean, the communications I used was already being phased out when I got out. But we'll talk about that when we get back. But Rob Morrissey just got back from Chicago. He is the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, unique in the United States. He is also a member of the Ensemble Cast for the Polite Society podcast. And he writes all kinds of stuff all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking with Rob Morse. We brought up communications. When I the stuff that I used was either AM single sideband, where we would be skipping a wave off of the upper atmosphere and trying to shoot it about 1,900 miles, or Transat microwave. So, and none of that stuff exists anymore. It is all obsolete. It all went obsolete. So, yeah, it was already on its way out.
Do you have a ham operator's license?
I do not. I have thought about getting one of those ham-operated walkie-talkies.
Right.
For last second, real quick. I do have some walkie-talkies for me and mine here.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm more concerned if we have to move out and start moving around. If we're in some sort of a hostile area, we're not going to be all clumped up. So, you know, I would want to be able to spread out a little bit, but at the same time, I'd want to be able to talk.
Right. Or just as you move through an area, it would be nice to know, oh, this street, we can't get through here. Okay, yep. I'll take the next one you try. You know, all the folk, also at GRPC, I got to talk with all the folks at Faster.
Okay.
And they've expanded into Indiana now. They're Faster is the faculty and administrator training and emergency response program. It turns teachers into armed first responders, and they have a med kit. And Indiana had been interested, and they said, all right, rather than reinvent the wheel, here, come and show us how you make it roll.
Right.
And they just took the trainers up there to run a class, and it's going to take a while. You know, there's always, okay, who'll be the first school district? Okay, sooner or later it becomes a commodity, and instead of sending a couple of teachers, they'll go, hi, do my district, and now I need four classes just to run them through. At that point, Indiana will probably stand up its own training staff. Interesting.
I'm glad. You know, I keep seeing all this stuff that Kasich keeps coming with out of Ohio, which is where Feather comes from. And right. I'm glad they got that through before he – was he the governor when they got that through?
Earlier, he's termed out, so he's a loose cannon. Nobody's sure what he's doing.
Right. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Well. Speaking of, you and I remember Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky? He is the head of the Second Amendment Caucus, obviously a caucus in the House.
Sure.
And I was always curious why he didn't sign on to H.R. 38. That was the reciprocity bill.
Right. Meadows? Was it Meadows that put that together?
I've forgotten. Yeah. I've forgotten. Might well be. I mean, someone is clearly playing politics, and that bill, H.R. 38, died. So I don't know who was playing politics. And Alan Gottlieb gave Massie an award. Massie wasn't there. I wanted to ask him myself. Let's say that Alan Gottlieb plays politics for the Second Amendment Foundation on a level that is many levels above my pay grade, right?
Right.
And he says he thinks Massie and the Second Amendment Caucus is genuine. All right, fine. Good. Massie asked for some model legislation. There's a lot of it floating around. I'll forward it to him. Why not?
Sure. But, I mean, the problem I have with that is that he opposed H.R. 38, right? Is that what you said about Massie?
Right.
So here's the thing with this. I believe that we're never going to have a moment where these – Democrats are going to wake up enlightened and go, well, you know, you're right. Everybody has a right, a God-given right to defend themselves.
Right.
And I believe that something needs to start somewhere. Was that a great bill? No, it was not a great bill. But we're asking politicians to put one together. None of these politicians, including Massie, none of them are actually gun people. They're politicians.
Right. Absolutely. And it bothers you and I. That there, and someone made a very similar comment to yours, Bill, about Florida.
Right.
Florida politicians are basically daring gun owners to ignore them. Right. The Republicans, they've said, stay home this election. We don't need your help. Okay, if that's the way you want it, partner, but it's going to become a blue state. Is that really what you want? And you know, it might be. Which is really disgusting, but I'm trying to explain the behavior any other way I can find it. Wow.
That all of that, and that idea that they don't need gun owners and the politicians and everything else. This is part of this gentleman conservatism, conservative
yes.
ink.
Yes.
And I don't have any need for them. I don't believe we exist in a time now where we can afford the politeness and the decorum and everything else, because I don't know if he's noticed, but the Democrats are not playing with that playbook.
Right. They're not. Very clearly they're not. They're playing hard. Well, what was the great, in fact, I think I loved when you quoted it. You quoted Kurt Schlichter, who said, the Republicans are coming to a battle armed with a balloon animal. went,
yeah, that was a good one.
Wow. Wow.
So, I've tried to get him to come on the show before. I've reached out to him. I've actually spoken. Well, I've been in an email chat with him, and you know, he said yes, and then he just didn't ever. When I said great, how about this day? And no reply. So
yeah, keep he the guy Kurt? Is entertaining as heck, right?
Yes, he is. He can write like nobody's business.
Really can a very and he was, I believe he was a Mustang. Started enlisted, became an officer.
Yeah.
So a man with both some ground smarts and some horsepower.
Sure. Yeah, I never met one of those, but I knew they existed. But I was always hanging out with the chief warrant officers whenever I could, because those were the enlisted guys. And right. whenever I could get with a CW3, CW4, I'd be real happy, real happy.
Learn a lot.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, we can talk about both Baltimore and Chicago, I guess.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, while you're out there perusing things, you could go to places like Ammoland.com or ClashDaily.com or just a Slow Facts WordPress blog where everything originates. That's where everything, that's like the mothership of the written word. And then if you're out there and the thing about podcasts is these are really good for when you're cutting the grass or washing the car. And Rob puts out too. I've only just now caught up to him. He's part of the ensemble cast with Polite Society. And then he has the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique in the United States. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Senate Republicans have hired a female attorney to ask questions of Christine Blasey Ford at Thursday's hearing on sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said he wouldn't name that person for her safety. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, also sits on the committee.
We've decided to retain a staff lawyer to do that, to be able to ask the questions in a coherent sort of way. So that's what our side is going to do. But any Republican senator can ask questions they want to in addition, and certainly our Democratic colleagues are free to do what we're doing or ask questions individually.
Tuesday, Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman over a decade ago, becoming the first celebrity of the Me Too era to be sent to prison. Cosby was escorted out of the courtroom in handcuffs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, who just got back from Chicago. How are things in Chicago? You know, we read all the time about all of these wildings and everything that's going on. Were you anywhere near where any of that was going on?
No, we were out near O'Hare Airport, a nice area. On the other hand, I very much appreciated the attendees at the conference. They were not allowed to carry inside the hotel, but a number of them were walking around with very heavy backpacks that had metal boxes in them. So they were doing everything legally possible to make sure that, hey, if we're going to a restaurant, cool, we'll be covered when we can be. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's not convenient.
No.
Illinois makes it very inconvenient.
Yeah.
But there were 29 people shot over the weekend while we were there, 2 killed, and you get these numbers, and they're heart-wrenching. Hundreds and hundreds of people get killed in Chicago. What was year-to-date, 366, 1,900 wounded. That's a total of over 2,200 people injured by firearms. And as horrible as that is, that's not the most dangerous large U.S. city. That goes to Baltimore. It's not an honor. What is it? That disgusting
statistic. They hold the title. They've got the title.
Yeah, they're 12 times more dangerous than the U.S. is on average. And it's just as blue a city as you could want. The politicians look like the populace. They're white and brown. They're black, and yet they can't get it together. It's bleeding people, both who are leaving and who are getting killed. It's just a heartbreak. So whatever they're doing, it is not the solution.
Right. So, what they're doing, though, for the most part, is trying to do more gun control, right?
Well, it's interesting. They were they had a bill. Well, this is Maryland that had the very strict gun control last year, and I forget which of the shootings sparked that. Of course, they also had one. Hey, let's make it a if you are caught on the street with a gun, you're going to jail. And when that meeting happened in front of the city council, the meeting was flooded with people who said, wait a minute, I've got to carry something or I'm going to get killed on the street.
Right.
And instead of saying, oh, we should make it legal to carry, they leave it at the police discretion, which leads to more corruption. It's right. Just the wrong approach to it. Just shockingly bad.
True. Shockingly bad. But at the same time, it's so bad there that they're demanding that Emmanuel go away.
Right. In Chicago.
Which they haven't had a Republican mayor there since 1931.
Wow. Thank you for looking that up.
So nearly 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since they've had, and then they're like, well, the scourge and epidemic of gun violence continues on. And the thing that kills me about Chicago is they'll say, well, all the guns are coming from Indiana. Well, if the gun laws in Indiana are so bad, how come it doesn't contribute to more crime in Indiana?
Exactly. Exactly. It's an excuse. It's a rationalization. And do you think that's one of the reasons Rahm Emanuel is leaving office? He can't sell the same old excuses anymore. They're wearing thin.
Well, he got out there and he actually admitted the truth. You know, I've said it before. Broken clocks are they're correct twice a day.
Yeah.
He got out there and said part of the problem out here is you people trying to kill each other. And he got out there and he attacked some of the protected classes and. You know, now he's a racist and he's a this and he's that. He was actually an honest person that first day. That's not racism pointing that out. He's actually admitting culpability. He's saying, well, you people got sold down the river by my people. And, you know, that's the part of it that he's leaving out. So.
Right.
So.
Right.
But the other question I have, though, is if Indiana and all these surrounding states are so lax and they're the cause for all the crime in Chicago, why isn't the rest of Illinois? Why isn't it just one big crime-ridden state?
Let's take you extremely seriously, because crime is an economic problem.
Sure.
It's a gang problem. It's an education problem. It's a drug problem. And Chicago has stacked its failures on top of each other in every one of those areas.
Right.
Wow. So guns are violence with a firearm are the symptoms rather than the cause. Fortunately, if we can get honest people to carry, we can turn that around.
Well, I mean, not too long ago, a rampage killing was stopped in Chicago,
right?
By a concealed carrier, and he broke the
Uber terms of service.
Uber terms of service, yes, sir. He sure did, but he stopped a rampage killing, and I hope they didn't let him go because they should not have. I mean, he was a hero, and he obviously was a pretty good shot too.
I believe he was a Navy diver too.
That part I didn't know.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it?
No, not really.
No?
Well, listen, in the military, right, in the military, even if you're in a war zone, unless you're actively engaged in combat, you carry your weapon everywhere you go. You literally carry your weapon everywhere you go. You don't train with it live fire that much.
I was thinking that a Navy diver has to keep his cool no matter what.
Any diver.
Yeah,
have to keep this cool no matter
there
what.
There you go.
But we don't have the military veterans don't have the entire cachet when it comes to remaining cool under stress. But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. But like I said, that dude, obviously, I train more now as a civilian than I ever did as a military. And when I was in the military, I shoot more. So
what you got? We only have a minute here. What do you have coming up? I mean, what are you working on your next video? What are you putting together?
I got some guns sent to me by CZ.
Huh.
And I've got a P07, a really nice P10Z with a threaded barrel and extended magazines, a Dan Wesson 1911 in 9mm, and a Scorpion.
You're going to have a ball.
I am. I don't know if they're going to get the Scorpion back. I've already called them and said, how much would it cost? I don't know if they're going to get the Scorpion back. But, yeah.
Just to be able to shoot all those side by side to notice how they feel in your hands, how they recoil, how they load, how the controls all work. That's a great cross comparison.
Yeah, and I've always been sort of a CZ fan, and I've been pushing them for a while to send me some stuff, and they finally have relented. So they've sent me some stuff to take out and shoot, and I'm going to take it out and shoot it. And I don't know. I'm not going to release one big video. I'm going to release like four videos
sure.
because I'm going to try to give them all a lot of attention. I'm expecting some really big things out of the Dan Wesson pistol. Because Dan Wesson, you know, Nighthawk is like the Bentley, and Dan Wesson would be
right.
like the Porsche.
Yes.
And but just looking at the fit and the finish on this gun, I got to give him the tip. I got to give him the hat tip. It's a very good design. It feels great in the hand. And if it runs the way it feels, it's going to run really good. So.
After the break, I've got another question for you about that.
Most certainly. And in the meantime, while you're out there, go check out Rob and his various guises. He's out there waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Had to wait till Cornell sang. Chris Cornell, yeah. Had to wait till he sang. He was one of my favorite vocalists. I do not understand what goes on with those guys. But anyway, you were saying, sir, you wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah, you were running side by side, and you're going to take some training in November, aren't you?
And where?
Weren't you headed up to Arkansas for some training?
I don't know that I would call it trainings. I'm going to go out to Nighthawk.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When they're handing you a bunch of Nighthawk guns and saying, go shoot these, I don't know if you would say that's training.
Mm.
It's certainly practice, and it's certainly, you know.
But it's you're right. It's T&E. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you'll have a ball, and about half of your audience is jealous, and the other half doesn't understand it enough, and if they did understand it, they would be jealous. So,
yeah. All right. You know, what I don't get about some people with guns, I don't own that many guns myself. I don't own that many, and the ones that I own are, for the most part, specialty pieces, right? And it's almost like they're made for me. I've got a shotgun right now that I went out and bought, and I went looking for the ugliest shotgun I could find.
Okay.
And I found a shotgun that had been in a police patrol car, obviously since the 870 came out. And this one, it wasn't pitted, but it was beginning to show surface rust, and it had been clipped in and out of those clips that used to be in patrol cars before they switched to rifles so many times that the wood was dented and pitted and beat up, and the gun was just, I mean, now it was very well broken in.
Right.
So I have turned over the metal parts of it to Ace Firearms for them to blast it and then refinish it, and then Boyd's is sending me a at-one pump shotgun stock to go on it, and we're going to put a little side saddle on it, and that's going to be my pump shotgun.
Now you say it's customized, but the 870 is such a versatile firearm. You know, that's like customizing a Ford F-150 truck. It does such a lot.
It's not really necessarily customized in this case. Now the shoulder stock part of the
right.
at-one stock, because it has the adjustable comb and the adjustable length of pull, that's a custom type stock, but really it's more personalized.
There you go.
Customized. So the guns from Ace are personalized for me. Now the Nighthawk Custom, Well, it's a Nighthawk custom. I don't, you know, I would never go to Mark Stone and say, listen, I like your gun, but...
Because no, yes.
Have you ever run one of those?
You know what? I'm trying to remember if I shot one at SHOT Show. I shot a couple of the 9mm 45s. They run like a top. They are quick.
The thing about it, though, is that they're fitted so precisely that when you're running the slide, it is not like you're running metal on metal. It's like it's magnetically suspended.
Right. You're going, whoa, what is this? Feels like Ballock or something like
that. It's really smooth. And then the other part about it is the one I have has 2,000 rounds to it, and it still feels new.
Cool.
So, anyway, that's the thing about those guns. So, I like personalized guns.
You have the Scout rifle, though, to me, is another utility tool.
Yes, it is. It is a serious utility tool.
In the sense that it's light enough to carry. You know, it's not main battle rifle, only engage at 350 yards. It's light, it's compact, it's got to swing, yet it has the optics to reach out. That's another utility tool. Now, how is that one customized for you?
Well, it has the At-One stock from Boyd's on it. And then I reached out to a guy named Andy Langlois. Now, Andy...
Rhodesian Sling.
Yes.
Yes!
Andy made the Rhodesian Slings for Jeff Cooper. So Andy is a real scout rifle aficionado, if you will. So Andy sent me a Rhodesian Sling, and I traded him a Boyd's gunstock for this. Now, this is coming from this guy, according to him, as far as the gun. For a scout rifle purist, you would not want that gunstock on there because it adds to the weight.
Right.
However, because of the way you would mount an optic on the front of it, which that goes way out on the front, it goes in front of the bolt and everything. The way you want to put the bolt, the optic out there and rising it up and everything, this stock with the adjustable comb to where your cheek weld can go up higher and still have a cheek weld is perfect. So he's willing, in his view, what he recommended I do, and which I have done, is instead of going with a big telescopic scope, I just have a red dot by a company called Steerco, which they make things that you haven't heard too much about, but they are like you can't break them with a hammer.
Awesome.
So I'm just running a red dot, and I've got these standard 10-round magazines on it. And the gun in its stock form is one of the softest shooting 308 you'll ever play with.
Now, is that an East Coast deer gun pretty much par excellence?
It could be. It could be.
Maybe a hog gun.
Definitely could be.
Yeah,
definitely could be. But around here, a lot of guys use ARs for hogs. So a 308 is going to a 308 is going to be fine.
Interesting.
But the Rhodesian Sling, I mean, the genius of the Rhodesian Sling, and it's all in its simplicity.
Well, you grew up with this. I mean, you had to carry your weapon. You grew up with a sling, and you learned how to use it. Most of us have to go through Appleseed to pick that up. You had a GI jumping down your throat.
No. Well, I mean, the sling for the AR-15 back in the day had a sling point attachment on the underside of the buttstock, and it had a sling point attachment on the underside of the handguard. So it was the only way you could carry that sling. There was no single point sling slung across your chest or anything. It was at sling arms like you would be in a parade.
Oh.
Now, we would take those slings off, and we would loop the front end around the front sight post because they were fixed, and we would loop the back end around the where it joined the lower receiver on the back where the buffer tube was in the small part of the buckstock, and then we would carry it out front like that. But then we would get in trouble for doing that, but then at the same time, we'd see everybody else. If you are a real swashbuckler, you carry your gun upside down. You look around, that's so rain doesn't get in my barrel. But some of us were like, well, what would we do if we actually had to go into a fight? We're not going to be carrying them like this. And so we started doing a little field expedient stuff. The single point sling, the two point sling, all the stuff that they have now, that those innovations are outstanding. Although I don't know which one. I sort of go to the 2-point, because if you have to put down your weapon and, you know, pick somebody up or help somebody get up or drag them out of the way or something, you don't want your on a single point you're going to be beating your knees half to death.
Right. It's going to be flailing around.
Yeah. So, all of them, the 3-point, the 2-point, the single point, I think they're light years ahead of what we were doing in the 80s.
Have you ever taken an Appleseed course?
I have not, because I don't know where to go for one.
I think that's on my bucket list next.
Bob Owens was really big with Appleseed, and I was going to see if he could hook me up with somebody, because he was just across the border in North Carolina. So I was going to try to get him to hook me up with something along those lines. And, of course, he's no longer here for us to talk to him. So
I know some people who used to do that. They're very busy with other things right now. Let's throw it to our listeners. Drop us a note. Tell us what you suggest. How should we get hooked up to find our local Appleseed? I'm already sold. They are wonderful. If I want to learn natural point of aim, some great history lessons, and learn how to use a sling properly, I can't think of a better place to go.
Do you have a scout rifle?
No.
You know, if you had a scout rifle, me and you would go hang out with Andy Langlois.
I think I'm going to do a hunt with our friend John Adine this
week. Okay. Well, maybe you ought to get a scout rifle to do it, and then you could kill two birds with one stone.
Could indeed.
So anyway, Rob, you can catch Rob at Slofax WordPress blog. You can catch him. Look at this. You can catch him also at ClashDaily.com, featured writer at Amaland.com, podcasters at Self Defense Gun Stories and The Polite Society. Thank you for joining me, sir. I'm glad you're back home safe and sound.
Talk to you next week, Bill. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. All right. Hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.